Venezuela has more oil than any other country on earth, but barely sells any of it. Now, Donald Trump says he wants in. Let's take a closer look. Venezuela sits on 303 billion barrels of oil, about 17% of the world's reserves. And that's more than Saudi Arabia. But decades of corruption, poor management, and US sanctions have left its oil fields in ruins. Now, in the 1970s, Venezuela pumped 3.5 million barrels a day. Today, it's closer to 1 million, the same as North Dakota. Under President Nicolas Maduro, the state oil company PDVSA was nationalized, and foreign partners like Exxon and Conoco, they were forced out. Later, sanctions from the US cut off Venezuela's biggest customer, that's America itself. So, Caracas turned to China, shipping oil to repay billions in loans. Now, Trump is saying the US should be strongly involved in Venezuela's oil again, even as he accuses Maduro of corruption and supporting drug cartels. He has also said that the US will sell large amounts of oil to other countries and that China will continue to get the oil, but did not elaborate further. However, experts say even if there is a regime change in Venezuela, oil production won't bounce back overnight. Libya and Iraq, they show how instability can actually delay recovery, not speed it up. So, yes, Venezuela's oil could help power the world again, but for now, it's trapped under politics, debt, and decades of decay.